Flights come to Chicago's O'Hare Airport from all over the world. But do they come from other worlds?
You don't believe this was possibly your imagination?
It was definitely not my imagination.
Joe is a mechanic for United Airlines. While taxiing a jumbo jet to the hangar, he and another mechanic
looked out the window in the general direction and noticed an object up in the sky, dark gray object sitting above the terminal complex.
Joe, which is not his real name, is one of several airport workers, some of whom have talked to the Chicago Tribune, who say they saw a saucer-shaped UFO hovering just beneath the clouds at the airport. He's the first to go on camera to talk about it since this happened several weeks ago. He wants to remain anonymous.
But you're sure it was some kind of object that normally would not be above O'Hare Airport?
I've been at O'Hare for quite some time, and let's just say that I've never seen an object in my time there that looked like this. And I'll tell you, definitely, it was not an airplane as we know it.
But it could be an airplane as another world knows it.
Possibly.
We brought in one of Chicago's top sketch artists.
Followed the contours of the object.
To listen to Joe and draw a picture of what he says he saw.
More of like an oval. Dark gray oval.
Because no photos have surfaced, and Joe doesn't know of any.
Now, it didn't say Goodyear on it, did it?
No Goodyear, no. That's a really good drawing.
Is that what it looks like?
Very much so, yeah.
Other witnesses told an organization called the National UFO Reporting Center that the object eventually shot straight up in the sky at a great rate of speed.
It looked like literally someone had poked a hole in the clouds. It's a round hole.
Joe thinks the disc is either a stealthy military project or a spacecraft from another planet, but
I find it very strange or very peculiar that somebody who possesses the technology to travel between star systems would sit over an airport in Chicago.
Hard to argue that. A spokesperson for United Airlines says, "We are aware of what the employees said they saw, but this is not something United would investigate. Talk to the FAA," says the airline. The TSA and the Chicago Department of Aviation also told us to talk to the FAA. So we did, and an FAA spokesperson told us we too don't have the power to investigate. The FAA adds that radar did not pick up anything out of the ordinary, and the sighting might have been caused by a weather phenomenon.
And you don't believe it was a weather phenomenon?
Not at all. Not for a minute.
O'Hare has apparently been UFO-free since that November afternoon, although Joe now tends to pay special attention to that same patch of airport sky. Gary Tuchman, CNN, Chicago.